Our guest is to be the city manager, and he's on his way. He should be here shortly. So we will save a chair for him. Okay, here he is. All right. How are you doing there, Ryan?
Very good, Duke. Thank you.
Okay. How's it? Must seem rather interesting to be the city manager of an igloo.
I always wanted to visit Alaska.
Yeah, well, you're close.
Yeah.
You're close.
Yeah, well, this is like the good old days, isn't it, Duke?
It is. It is indeed.
The early 60s, the late 70s, and it's good to know that we're still capable of this, both handling it as well as experiencing it.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, let's. You want to take your coat off?
Why not?
You'll be more comfortable. Okay. All right, our guest city manager, Ryan Cotton, this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us here at 395-1450. Our line is open. And let's see. Hey, we've got this big snowplow now that really is going to move a lot of snow, isn't it?
It's a great device. It can do about two-thirds more in the way of a salt capacity, so as they spread salt while they're plowing. It can double the amount of width that's handled at one time. It's, of course, more powerful, so this heavy snow, this deep snow, will not impede it, which means we can go a little bit. You know, sometimes we have to get up a good head of steam, which throws it a long way, so this is, keeps it more controlled.
Okay. Good morning, online with the city manager.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm offering a service of snow removal off from your rooftops and decks, please.
Okay, you just want to give me your number because we're in an interview here.
Absolutely. 616-886-6649.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this machine can only be used in special adaptations. Isn't that proper?
Right, a narrow residential street, 24 feet wide,
yeah.
it's too much for that. But out near the airport, some of the rural roadways, some of the multi-lane roads, Michigan River, it can do quite a bit of,
mm-hmm.
of work. Rather than have two or three plows run in tandem, it can do the work of two plows.
Right.
So it's not for every driver either. It's for
It's
for our most specialized and experienced drivers, and we have five or six that will qualify. And that way, we make sure that city managers aren't running it that way either. So
so you won't get to drive it?
I will not get to drive it. I do not have my CDL. I can handle a plow truck and a pickup, but that's about it.
Well, one of the things that people say, well, the plow always drives, closes up my driveway after I shovel it, which happens.
Mm-hmm.
But most trucks have to get a certain amount of momentum in order to be efficient.
Right, or else the snow won't go anywhere.
Right.
And if it doesn't go anywhere, then we can't go anywhere. So,
very true.
So it's important, and we help ask people to recognize that and just plan accordingly, that extra 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes. Of course, if you get it soon, you know, it doesn't harden up and freeze up, which then makes it even harder.
Yeah. All right, well, is everybody shoveling out around their hydrants and that sort of thing?
We're seeing many more this season.
Yeah.
People are at it, and I know that it's a difficult thing, and we really applaud those who are doing it and feeling, I hope, the civic pride that comes with that, knowing that the neighborhood is that much safer. Of course, our public safety department is out shoveling as well, and together it can be a safer community.
Yeah. We're going to take a moment out for a word here, and we'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question, you may call us here at 395-1450.
Accommodations are available today. Call 820-7662 for more information. The Inn at Freedom Village, 145 Columbia Avenue in downtown Holland.
And we're here with the city manager this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open. And how are we doing on the salt this year? This is kind of a budget-busting year, isn't it?
Right. Well, we I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen from this day out. But we were getting too close to maybe depleting what we bought. So compliments to Brian White, our transportation services director. He he was able to secure another 500 tons.
Mm-hmm.
That's about $38,000 worth of salt above what we budgeted, but I wanted it here, and he especially wanted it here, because we just don't know how long this is going to last.
Right, right. Well, I was looking at the weather forecast here, and we have snow showers today, a trace of snow tonight, snow showers Saturday, snow showers Sunday. There's no end.
It's not melting. So it was kind of nice yesterday.
Yes.
We had some sun on the streets, and it cleaned them right up. But without that sun on a cloudy day, salt is what you need.
Yes, indeed. All right, what's new from the council?
Well, we approved last night an engineering contract for Central Avenue. As you know, that project is a very large project.
Yes.
It extends from 4th, I think, all the way down to State Street. And that project has been postponed a couple of years because of its size and complexity. There's also the interest in having some snow melt and district heat lines put through for a portion of the project associated with the new power plant and its additional extra waste heat that it's going to generate. So anyway, that was approved by council, and we're hopeful that we can get started and bid that out late this year.
Okay, got a call here. Yes, you're on line with the city manager.
Yes, good morning. I don't think I'm talking out of turn. I just have, one problem. I moved to Holland in the city limits, of course. And all I got into it was a trash pickup type thing. Now it has really improved greatly. But I still have a real problem with how they can charge me, if I recycle or not. Where are my rights as a senior citizen? I'm struggling. I'm working part-time, too, because my Social Security just doesn't cut all my bills. I'll hang up, and if you can answer that, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
A great day.
Well, thank you. I think recycling is a very good deal. Of course, it was here before I came, but there are an unlimited supply of those yellow bags. So everything else, the charges are dictated by how much you use, how big the container is.
Mm-hmm.
Not so with recycling. You can put out an unlimited number of those yellow bags and pay the same flat rate. So the best bet for people is to maximize their recycling and then minimize the size of the trash container. For example, it's just my wife and I, so we just use one green bag, and we can go multiple weeks before we even put that bag out there. So we have the lowest cost trash service because of that recycling.
Mm-hmm.
That's point one. Point two, the more recycling occurs, the less disposal fees there are from Chef in the landfill. The less disposal fees there are, the less the city is charged to pay for those, which means the overall trash hauling rate for everybody is lower. Without that recycling, everyone's costs would go up because the cost of disposal would be greater. So the community's best bet is to maximize that recycling. They'll minimize their costs. It also minimizes the city's costs, and it keeps flat rates. It's the third year we've been able to keep the rates flat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And we have another call coming in, I do believe. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hi, yes. Quick question. In northern Indiana, I know that they actually pay you for different recycled products. Is there anything like that available here, like newspapers, miscellaneous plastics, siding? I know probably all the metal, but what about those type of products?
The market varies, but all the recycling is sold or provided in a way that either increases revenue to, which reduces the fees that people get charged, or at least keeps it flat because it reduces the amount of landfill disposal tipping charges. So, yes, all those markets exist here, and they're all utilized to the maximum extent possible by Chef as part of our contract.
Okay, but where does the citizen gain in that? Couldn't we just better do it ourselves and put a little money in our pockets? And thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, citizens are welcome to do that. There's still newspaper drives. There's big containers that are put around that people can participate in. I believe that Padnos accepts metals. I haven't done that personally. And I'm sure that there's others out there that will accept those types of products. So you don't have to go through the city. If you have that, a waste stream that you think has value to you personally, by all means, avail yourselves of the private sector opportunities.
I don't know where any place exists today around this area that actually pay you for your recyclables.
Well, there's. I know that there are drives that,
yeah.
And there's connections. I personally.
These are usually for some purpose.
Correct. Sometimes there's a like an electronics collection day. BPW did that.
Electronics, right?
At the Goodwill, there are resources. Of course, if you take it to Goodwill, it's a donation.
Right. Right. That's usually what it is, and mm-hmm. So be it. Okay, 395-1450. And our line is open for the city manager's questions. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, KLW Recycling on Holland's North Side pays you for metals that you bring in. So we had an old, like, ping pong table with a bunch of aluminum parts, and they paid us.
What was the name of the company?
KLW Recycling, and it's, I believe, on Quincy.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, there's a place that does take it.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay. What else you got going from the council?
The Renaissance Zone that is associated with Johnson Controls expansions.
Yes.
About 5 years ago. The good news is, the bad news is they're hiring about one-third less than what they anticipated in terms of numbers of jobs. They put millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into it, and that's a tad less. But the good news is it was going to be untaxed for 15 years. Now it'll be untaxed for 10 years.
Oh.
So that will be coming off the tax rolls in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the tax rolls. And that'll be a good thing for getting all the bills paid for and the snow plowed.
All right. 395-1450, our number here. And if you have a question, give us a call. Where are we with the chicken ordinance?
It's expected to be back on an agenda here shortly. The council reviewed it in study session and concurs that we want to experiment with it. There is some question about how many chickens, what the distance should be in relation to the neighboring property, and whether there should be a role that the neighboring property plays and whether there's chickens in the neighbor's yard. So there's more research being done on what some other communities have found successful, and I expect that Phil Meyer and his team will be bringing something forward in the not-too-distant future.
Okay. So we'll probably limit the number of chickens that you can have.
Absolutely. And no roosters.
Okay.
Precisely.
None of that waking up early in the morning.
No. Go to Key West if you want that. I understand the roosters crow there. We also did some refinancing of bonds. We never want to pay interest if we can help it.
Right.
So Tim Bogley, our finance director, recommended some prepayment, and that reduces our interest cost by $58,000. So the city council did that last night.
Okay. Well, you were pretty busy.
We had many routine and some non-routine things. For example, if someone wants to buy a rented property, two units, you know, some of these old homes have been carved up, and they want to convert it back to a single family, we now are going to discount the fees by 50%. It's done on a rebate basis. So that's intended to incentivize those types of multifamily to single family conversions.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at our weather here, and the weather for today is looking pretty good, but more snow, of course, and the weather is brought to you today by our friends at the Farmhouse Restaurant in Zeeland, where 13 delicious dinners are available under $10. And the hometown weather for today, snow showers up to 2 inches, steady temperatures in the upper teens. And tonight, a trace of snow showers with a low of 8. And tomorrow, cloudy with flurries with a high of 15. Saturday, snow showers with a high of 19. And Sunday, snow showers with a high of 23. So it is going up. It's going to gradually get warmer. I don't think we'll have to set the tulip time back this year. So we'll be safe there. So that's the weather outlook. We're 17 degrees right now. It was 18 when I got up, I think. Went down a little bit. And that's the story for the rest of the day, going down rather than up.
I see.
But yesterday we did experience a nice little shot of sunshine. That was very pleasant.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, there are some things coming up next week.
All right, let's talk about those.
Every other week we have a study session, and that's when council looks at things that from a more holistic standpoint. So we have a five-year Parks and Recreation plan that's been out for review, and the Parks Board has recommended that, and it's going to come to the City Council. And it includes things like that bike path connection across the Lake Macatawa to Holland Charter Township. It includes possibly pickleball courts at Moran Park, the need for some vast improvements at Lakeview Park, the facility the city just purchased from the school system out at on 32nd Street and Lugers, and a host of other ideas long-term in a way that will make the community just that much more fun to live in and provide recreation and healthy opportunities. So there is a financing plan as well. It would take a number of years. The purpose of this whole comprehensive master plan is so that we're also lined up for any state grants that can be provided and made available so that we can apply for. So I want to let people know about that. That's their chance to comment if there's some facility they'd like to see, or they'd like to see us operate a facility differently. They are welcome to participate in that study session or contact me in advance. We also have a Windmill Island Gardens business plan on the agenda for council to consider. And the main point of that business plan is to look at contracting the operations of Windmill Island Garden to a nonprofit that would operate it according to a larger vision, which we have in a strategic plan that was approved last year.
And when so they would get some financial reward for doing that.
Correct. They'd be able to retain some of the proceeds. Of course, they have to create a lot of programming and also do some fundraising for any capital that might be long-term a good idea out there, maybe some concert facilities, that kind of thing. In the meantime, the city would operate the grounds as we have in the past and support and retain ownership, but hopefully have a little less paperwork, a little less red tape, and a lot of creativity for a nonprofit who does this kind of work on a day-in, day-out basis. Of course, part of that is likely moving the ticket booth in a way that only relates to people visiting the structures so that the bike path connections can be made and people can come and go 365 days a year without needing to pass through the ticket booth, and they can get to Holland Charter Township. So it's all part of that plan, and wanted to let people know that that is taking place.
Will the operation of the windmill still remain under the city's jurisdiction?
The actual day-to-day operation would be under the nonprofit, yet the city would retain ownership would control the standard operating procedures that are required and the capital maintenance that will be required. We, of course, intend to give it the weekly, the monthly, the annual maintenance needed, so we forever and a day avoid the problem that happened 2 years ago when the beam broke.
Yeah. I notice we're still getting funds in for the windmill project. Is that right?
We are. The latest number I saw was $968,000. The total Windmill Island Gardens plan, including those bike path connections, window on the waterfront connections, was $2.1 million, and that included restoration of the windmill. So we have we are applying for two different grants. One's $400,000 is in process. Another will be submitted next month for $300,000. So together we'll get close. We still need people's help, and we want to recognize people. If they make a contribution in honor of a loved one, they will have a permanent recognition of that right near the windmill.
Wow, very good. Is that going to be on a bronze plaque or what?
It's being designed by a landscape architect.
Oh, okay.
So the most simplest thing is a bronze plaque. Of course, there's a minimum of $100 to generate that. But we're coming up with something a little more creative and appropriate for the Dutch heritage on the island.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to it next summer and getting out there.
April 19th will be a grand
opening?
Reopening of the windmill.
Good.
turning and all. Hopefully it's a nice sunny day.
Is that the anniversary date of the windmill opening?
That is the 49th anniversary.
49th anniversary.
Then we'll ramp up to the 50th anniversary the following year.
Oh, yes. Very good. 395-1450 if you have a question for the city manager. And I noticed in most discussions of projects in the future, the Civic Center still comes up frequently.
That's right. It was, I think, the second highest priority of the council retreat.
Yeah.
And the Civic Center is under, we're still doing our homework, but it will be on the agenda, I expect, for council to vote on in a way that the community will participate in that vote. And hopefully we will have a plan that the voters will like. So that's the intent. More to follow next month and the month after.
Yeah. I'm assuming that we have to count on a little expense there.
We will. Of course, it's 60 years old, and you know, these things need maintenance. And to really make them attractive like they once were takes a little more than maintenance.
Yeah.
So if people remember what the Herrick Library used to be like
before
its renovations 15 years ago, that's kind of the facelift and just the rejuvenation that the Civic Center would likely benefit from. Of course, every plan I've seen includes indoor farmers market. So year-round opportunity for that. It would go move indoors, take up and put up and take down. And also, the better use of the gym in a multi-purpose way. So
yeah.
We have Tulip Time, we have the Symphony, we have other user groups interested in returning to the Civic Center and in ways that can be accommodated once we make these renovations. And that would be a good thing for the community. It is,
oh, will be.
It is part of the history and the fabric of Holland, and we want to make it so, even more so, going forward.
Okay. All right, we're getting into the budget season, and where are we at in the budget now?
The good news is we believe that we'll have at least a 1.6% increase in our taxable value, and that's associated with normal inflationary growth. There's been real growth on top of that. So that means that we can continue to do the things that are necessary to stay up with the costs, changing costs like the winter we're having, and without having to reduce services. Of course, 2 years ago, we were in a position of needing to look very hard at that. I feel good that the greater team was able to come up with a overall plan and planning that maintained services at less cost, and it's nice not to have to probably do that again for some time. So we're grateful to the wider economy. I'm grateful to the innovation that our team has put together. And for example, the wind plow is one example. Technology, improved equipment, doesn't cost that much compared to the number of labor hours it
mm-hmm.
saves.
Mm-hmm. There's some overtime involved, I'm sure, in the clearing of the streets.
There is. When they're out at 2 a.m. and they don't get home till 3 or 4 p.m., that costs us extra hours.
Right.
But it's I'm sure we couldn't do without it.
That's right. Good morning. You're on the line with the city manager.
Yeah, last time you was on, I mentioned about that garage on Vinroli. I wonder if any progress was made on that. That was at 404 Vinroli. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Yes, I advised our community neighborhood services that garage was in disrepair and needed to be considered under our vacant and abandoned building code, and indicated I believe it's been looked at and it is in some process. Of course, it involves due process involving the property owner's need or capability of repairing, and if they won't, then there's other processes the city will engender. Of course, it takes time. But thank you for calling in. I will. It doesn't hurt for me to inquire as to its status.
Yeah. Now, there's a certain process you go through when you do anything to a private building like that, right?
Correct. There's usually a notice that signifies a certain length of time to repair. And then there's, if repairs don't happen, there's a notice that this needs to be considered abandoned. And in disrepair and a public safety hazard. And if that time elapses and nothing is done, then there's a board meeting, a public meeting, at which time the board acts to authorize demolition. And that's something the city does not like to do. We've had to resort to that on occasion. And the best thing is for people to retain the repair and retain their structures, or decide they're not needed and take them down themselves.
This is done at the owner's expense?
There is a process of recovery via the taxes.
Yeah.
Right. But the best thing is the owner just takes it on themselves, takes the responsibility that comes with that ownership, and handles it themselves.
Okay. That would be the cheapest for the owner, very likely.
Absolutely. Cheapest. They are under total control that way, and everybody's happier.
Yes. All right. When do you have the budget ready, usually?
We will have a draft at the end of March.
At the end of March. Okay, yep. and everybody can have a look at that.
It'll go online and be available for inspection in early April. And then the budget team, the budget review meetings by council are mid-April. I don't have them committed to memory. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, and then an alternative Monday night. And then the first meeting in May is when the council adopts the millage, the tax rate, and accepts the budget, approves the budget.
Well, I was thinking if you had any... No, I guess I wasn't. We don't have time to... We were going to talk about the logo.
Oh! I'd be happy to answer any questions on that as well.
Okay, but we'll do that next time, maybe.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of comments, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your coming in this morning, and I'm sorry we won't be able to take this call because we're running out of time. The city manager has been here, and we appreciate him coming in and telling us all about what's going on in the city. And I'll be back after news and weather with more Talk to Town for you. It's all coming your way here on WHTC. At 11 o'clock, in the 11 o'clock segment, we'll be having Wellspring on, brought to you by the Zeal Inspector.